This is Twit.
I came in on my day off to review this. I'm so excited about it.
What are you doing here? You should be soaking in a tub or walking through the fields.
I could bring this in the tub. It's not waterproof, though, let me tell you.
Speaking of this, there's been a lot of buzz on this device, yeah. And I've been watching your albums. It's nothing short of spectacular. This is the Samsung Galaxy S6.
Came out today as we record this, although I don't know why, but I was able to pre-order on T-Mobile's site a week ago and got it a few days. Actually, I got it, I think, Monday of this week, so I've had it for 5 days. I love this phone. I brought the iPhone 6 along to give you some idea of size comparison. It's very similar. It's 7 millimeters, almost exactly the same thickness. Screen's bigger, but at least to give you an idea of what it's going to feel like to hold this thing. This is a very slim, light, and I think beautiful phone. It's mad at me because I've been using it.
Battery.
I used up the battery. It is a fingerprint magnet, like the older iPhones. It has a glass back. This is a Gorilla Glass 4, and there are two, as you know, Galaxy S6s. This is the Edge, where they've actually bent the glass, the screen, around the edge slightly. And that gives it, I don't know. I mean, some people might not like this, but I just feel like this is the most elegant and beautiful phone I've ever beheld.
You know, when I heard about that edge, I thought that's a gimmick. Who cares if the glass is bent around the edges? But it makes it look like a futuristic phone.
Yeah.
It looks good.
You can probably feel it's getting a little warm. That's one of the, what you're going to see in here is a phone where there's no compromise in terms of the processor, the screen. This is an amazing 2560 by 1400 screen that's giving you 577 dots per inch. I can't think of any screen I've ever seen on any phone with that kind of resolution. That means it is more than retina. I mean, you could use a magnifying glass. You probably couldn't see pixels on this. And as always with Samsung screens, the color reproduction is very, very nice. You know, we should. This poor little iPhone's going to get unhappy if we leave him there. He's just going to start to feel bad. They've done they have four or five different settings. Actually, more like three different settings. You can have adaptive. This is the photo setting for it, and I like that. It seems to be the most accurate color space. Of course, it's got TouchWiz on it, but it is Lollipop 5.0.2. First thing I did when I plugged it in, they sent an update out, and I have a feeling there'll be some more updates because there's a few things on this that are a little odd, but let me give you a tour of some of the great features. First of all, it does have a fingerprint reader, as the Note 4 and the S5 did. But remember, Samsung was really disappointed with the results in the S5. It wasn't different enough from previous generations, and it had that industrial feel, as does the Note 4, where they compromised design and function, design for function. And I love the Note 4. It's what I've been carrying. But this is a no-compromise design. I mean, it is just gorgeous. In every respect, you don't want to put this in a case. No, I don't know. I haven't dropped it yet. I don't know how resilient it is, but it is just gorgeous. So they've had a fingerprint reader, but it's always required a swipe. It's that old school fingerprint reader.
Right.
This is an iPhone style fingerprint reader. Unfortunately, I've set it up so it recognizes I'm at work and it keeps it unlocked. So I don't know if I can show you let me see if I can do this one more time. Now, see, it's unlocked.
No.
But all you have to do is touch it, just like you do on the iPhone. It works almost, not quite, but almost as well as the iPhones. Instantaneously reading without any movement. You don't press the button in, and it seems pretty accurate. And, of course, banks, financial institutions, LastPass uses it. So that's good. You feel much more secure with this phone. There's a backup password you can enter if your fingerprint doesn't work. But the thing most people are going to talk about is the camera. Now, notice there is a little camera bump. When a phone is 7 millimeters, you can't get a camera in there without giving it a little bit more room. They have here 16 megapixels, very fast f1.9.
Oh, wow.
That is as fast as the fast. There's nothing faster on the market.
You can finally get indoor pictures with an Android phone.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
And, in fact, why don't we show some of those pictures? Oh, my phone's ringing.
It is Mission Impossible.
How do you like that?
Takedown notice.
Great speakers. And, you know, one of the things I really like about this phone, and Samsung's done this before, they have an adaptive audio capability. So when you plug in your headphones, you actually do a hearing test, and then it makes an equalizer frequency response according to your hearing. And I love this. I couldn't find it in the Note 4. It was in the S5 and the S4. They brought it back. And that actually is a great big selling point, especially as you get older and your hearing deteriorates. I can't hear the high frequencies as well, so they equalize them up. And this music sounds on headphones sounds great on this. But let's show you some pictures, because that's where this camera phone sings. I am willing to say it right now. This is the best.
It's
better than the Lumia 1020.
Bar none, really.
This is low light. Now, they're saying low light is good. Yes, it is. This is low light because this is in my wine closet with like one bulb. Keep going through these here. You got a little slideshow going. This, by the way, is using the adaptive focus. So you, it's kind of funky. You can change the focus. But this is with no lights at all. If you watch the next picture, that's no lights at all. It's dark in there. Looks fantastic. You'll see a little graininess, but it looks fantastic. Now, given enough light, as we did yesterday when we went, Lisa and I went on a walk in the park, I am getting pictures. That's a pano. And you can see there's a little flaw in the bottom there. There it is where it's cropped out. Every bit as good as my digital SLR, it feels like. I mean, these are amazing. The color reproduction, the crispness, it's incredible. This is easily the camera phone for you if you want to take photos.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed about a lot of Samsung's previous phones is they just overkill with modes on the camera. Did they do that on
the
S6?
They do, and let me show you what the modes look like, though, because I think they've done it in a nice way. So I'm going to go back to the home screen here and launch. This is the Samsung camera. Of course, they're third-party cameras you could put on here. The modes are here. And you see, they've made it much less offensive.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be you can download more, you can take them out. The basic modes are auto. Pro is an all manual mode. I really appreciate that, where you can adjust everything. You can change the ISO, the white balance. You can change the exposure, the focus. It's really nice to have all of those modes there. It has a great pano mode. You've seen some of the pano pictures. Mm-hmm. They really come out great. Slow motion and fast motion, much like the iPhone, you can select which part of the video is slow or fast. It's got a nice little video editor built in. The virtual shot is a 360 pano. Animated GIF, that's one I downloaded. Kind of fun. If you do a burst mode, it'll turn it into an auto awesome, much like Google does. You don't really need that. But you see, it's very unobtrusive. I feel like they are not really overwhelming you with the modes. Let's go back to auto mode because I don't want to overwhelm the screen. You do have an auto HDR, which I've used almost all the time because it just seems to do a good job. And because this is such a fast camera, the auto HDR is very fast. You don't feel like you're taking multiple pictures. It's just the same as without it. Now, that's what's interesting about this particular phone is they've got an 8-core Samsung Exynos processor in here. But what it really is two quad-core processors.
Okay, so they bonded them together.
There's a Cortex A53 running at 1.5 gigahertz, and there's a quad-core 2.1 gigahertz Cortex A57. And that's where you see some interesting results, because when the camera turns on or when you're doing a lot of processing, all of a sudden that bigger processor will kick in, and you can almost see the battery go. It gets, and feel it, it gets a little bit warm in the back. This is a phone where it's hard to say what the battery life is because it depends a lot on how you use it. The battery life, though, is disappointing. 10 to 12 hours in my usage. When I went out to take pictures, these pictures, in fact, let's show some more of these because I think they're so good. When I went out to take these pictures, we went for an hour walk.
And this is all auto HDR, right?
No, some of it's not. That's not.
Really?
That's just regular.
Wow.
When we went out, I lost about 30% of the battery in an hour because I'm taking a lot of pictures. So I find that a little bit disappointing.
So you're always waking up that second CPU just to handle that
there
processing.
Right, for some things, not for making a phone call, not for texting, not for a lot of the things one does with a phone. But unfortunately, the thing you're going to want to do with this phone, which is spend a lot of time on the screen reading stuff and a lot of time taking pictures. Let me show you. This is a really weird one. This is okay, this is a little strange. It allows you. I rotated the phone around Lisa, and it allows you to make a kind of three-dimensional. I should do this to you, Padre.
Oh, that's going to take a lot of processing power.
Well, I started playing this back, and it killed the battery. So, yes, exactly. But you got it. The processing power is there if you want it. You're just going to have to be aware. You're going to be carrying a battery pack because this doesn't, unlike previous Samsung phones, does not have a removable battery, does not have an SD card. In fact, you're going to want to get enough memory. They sell it in the three variants. There's 32, 64, and 128 gigs. I got the 64. I know from past experience.
Right.
That's plenty for me. And the truth is, with 128 gigs, if you get that much, you don't miss the SD card. It's actually better probably to have it all inside the thing. So let me give you the pros and cons. Easily, best screen you've ever seen. I think the most beautiful, and this is a matter of taste, but I think the most beautiful phone I've ever used. It just feels good in the hand. If you pull it out of your pocket, you go, ah. And of course, with that great screen, you are looking at something that seems like it should be very expensive. And it's not. It's about the price. I paid $759. You pay $100 more for the curved edge on the side. Performance is very good. I like that adaptive sound. Fingerprint reader works for the first time. It's as good as Apple's, or very close to as good as Apple's. It also has wireless charging, and this is smart. Not only Qi charging, which is kind of one standard, but the PowerMat standard, both built in. Now, you're going to want to use adaptive charging. It has that fast charging capability most of the time. And that's the one thing that compensates for bad battery life. You can get about half of the charge back in half an hour if you use the fast charger, which comes with it. Also comes with a pretty good pair of headphones. On the con side, as I mentioned, the battery life is weak, 10 to 12 hours. There's no SD card, no replacement battery. I'm going to miss that. I have noticed some software glitches, but those will be fixed, I'm sure, with another update. This has just come out, and usually that's the case. One of the things I noticed is sometimes the home key is unresponsive. For such a snappy phone, you don't expect unresponsiveness. The other thing is it's very easy to actually use the Edge screen by accident and launch applications.
I was wondering about that because I have fat hands. I'm always going to be touching the edges of that screen.
It's actually part of the screen. They bend it at a very high temperature. So the oversensitive screen sometimes can be a little frustrating. You kind of learn to hold it like that. I haven't even shown what the Edge does. It doesn't do much. It's not like the Note 4 where the Edge is a very fancy thing. If you do this just right, as you can see, it's showing some stuff.
Okay.
You can get the date, the weather, it's upside down again, although I can get it to turn around. I don't know how you know what? There's some confusing stuff in here.
They'll get that sorted within
they
a
will.
Month or so.
You can see I'm also getting sports scores. I'm getting stocks. So there's some tweets. I can get news updates as well. And there's a really weird thing. You can have five people that have colors. So let me pull this in. These are my five favorites. Each of them has a unique color. Whoops. Do that again so you can see it. You see how it's kind of finicky?
Come here.
Each of them has a unique color. So the phone will glow with that color when I've got a notification or a call from them as when I have it face down. It also has a night clock, which I've turned off because it's supposed to just illuminate the edge, but the whole screen is faintly lit, which means I have another light in the room, which is not acceptable to me and others. But it's like a little nightlight. And then you have a side clock. So that's the pros and cons. Price, as I said, I paid $859. It's $300 subsidized.
A little steep.
Well, because you're paying for the curved edge.
Right.
It's $100 more. I don't know if you need that. A number of reviewers said, just get the uncurved edge. You'll save $100. But I think it's pretty.
It's pretty. It's really pretty.
You have to decide if $100.
You can't see it, but yeah.
It's pretty.
I would actually get the edge.
I would say there is no question in my mind that this is the best Android phone on the market today. And I've looked at them all. It's probably going to be the phone of 2015.
Wow.
And I think it even if you're an iPhone user, you're going to want to take a look at this. It gives it a strong run for the money. The best camera ever, even better than the iPhone 6. So a definite buy in the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge.
Thank you very much. That's Leo Laporte with a buy for the Samsung Galaxy S6. If you are looking for a new phone, if you're in the market for the latest, the greatest, the one with the best camera, the one with a beautiful screen, that just may be the choice for you.